Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back in Springfield, Massachusetts, roadshow number one at Max's Swing Lounge. And Chime, heads up, I got this is an old man moment. I got a bunch of requests last night at Taps at the pregame, and I put them all, I carefully put notes in my phone, but I don't remember who wanted what, which is a real problem for a DJ. Like, I might, yeah. I may
you can't even give them
wedding.
Credit.
I can't even do a long distance dedication. Like, I met a very nice carpenter from Agawam, and he either wanted Sponge or Tool. I'm just going to throw them all out there this morning, Curtis, if that's okay with you.
I don't think Sponge and Tool like each other, if that's I remember.
It's just hard because you take your glasses off and you got to put them back down.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. It is a lot of work. But great night last night.
Awesome night. And a happy birthday to our guy Cam, who showed up 21st birthday.
Yeah, that's
I hope
right.
he's feeling okay this morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because their night was just getting started.
Say last night was his first drink.
Yep. Yeah.
21.
First drink ever.
Everybody who came out last night, it was a lot of fun. We had a great basketball game to watch. Not a great Red Sox game to watch, but we had an awesome time. And I want to thank everybody at MGM. The casino is always great, and we love being there. And we love being here with you this morning. So good morning and hello, and thank you. And we got a lot to get to.
You know what a lot of people have said, Greg, is that at these events when you talk to people, when we did those pandemic shows, which, God almighty, I don't know how we did it, but just in terms of, you know, nobody's on the road, there's no sports, and here we are for 4 hours a day. But I think so much of what we see now was sort of planted then. Like, a lot of people were either alone or away from family or were, you know, in a really tough place.
Yeah.
And where we are now, like family members, so many people I've met, a great couple last night, they have about to be a one-year-old named Leo.
Yeah.
The dad watches and listened to the show. And then after they had their first child, his wife was just kind of around, not running all over to work. You know, she was on maternity leave. And she fell in love with the show. And so it's always so interesting to see and hear how people listen, what gets them into it. A lot of kids with their dads and moms that listen for 10 minutes on their way to work and then after school ask what actually happened with Jackson or Courtney or me or anybody.
Yeah,
so.
A lot of questions about Jackson, why he wasn't
there. Big crack. A lot of people wanted to see Big Crack.
Probably ought to get Jackson out to a road show at some point.
Has he asked to come, Ken? No. Okay.
No. All right. Well, he has a lot of duties back at the station.
Yeah. Right.
And he's constantly figuring out what the next life jack will be, so I don't know if he has the time.
But and to cut costs, Ken, I heard Greg said that they could share a room. So you don't have to worry about Jackson's own room. They could just bunk up.
Don't have to pay for dinner. He could bring cream of mushroom soup.
I will happily drive him out here in the official courtesy car of the roadshow, the Defender.
Woo!
Did you enjoy your Defender yesterday?
I enjoyed it quite a lot, which worries me.
Riding clean.
It worries me moving forward that this may be I can't go back.
I like yours with the two-tone, too.
Yeah, both of them are two-tone.
Riding clean.
That was souped up, too.
Yeah.
You're high up.
It's
the
purpose of a big SUV.
Well, I have an SUV right now.
Yeah, but you have a small SUV.
Okay.
That's a big SUV.
Right.
You got to do what Wiggy does and make up for something else with a big truck.
I got big feet, though.
All right. We have a lot to get to, including our leads. So let's get going right now, Sean.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
wild, absolutely wild potential jinx scenario right there on Willie Nelson.
I'm not you, I mean, so I'm not jinxing him. We're fine.
Okay. All right. I mean, he's got to be. He's got to be up there, or something like
you
that.
You know, he smokes every day.
He's a one man higher than Wiggy.
That's right.
And yeah. He doesn't live in Hawaii or something like that, so he's probably got no stress.
We should play who's higher, you or Willie Nelson?
No, I would. He outsmokes Snoop Dogg. And if you can outsmoke Snoop Dogg, you can stay away from that man.
All right, leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. A non-sports lead for you here today. The other day, actually earlier this week, we were talking about the viral debate between one gorilla versus 100 men.
Oh,
well,
God.
Well, no. An expert has, I believe, come to a clear consensus. Dr. Tara Stowinski, who has more than 20 years of experience studying and researching gorillas, was on NBC News and wanted to kind of put an end to the debate. Here was the doctor.
I talk about gorillas all day long, so I love that other people are talking about them as well. I don't think there's a definitive answer, but I have to say that I would be on the side of the humans in this case. Gorillas come to this with, you know, a ton of power, all that upper body strength. You can see them here kind of just smashing people right and left. They've got incredible jaw strength. But I think the sheer number of humans that they would be up against and the fact that humans could hopefully coordinate their behavior, tag team, take a little bit of a rest while the gorilla would just be going full steam the whole time would really put the advantage in for the humans.
There you go. A woman who does nothing but study gorillas all the time believes that 100 humans could, in fact, beat one gorilla.
She's clueless. Wait, time out, gorilla. We got to take a rest here as humans. Once the gorilla, because they're like 10 times their strength or something. It's something ridiculous.
10 times whose strength?
Like humans. Strength? Like it's something ridiculous.
Well, okay, but there's only one of them.
Yeah, but once the gorilla slaps somebody's skull completely off their head, that's like 20 or 30 guys that are going like, wait a second, we're bailing. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the woman seems to know her gorillas.
Yeah, but if you asked her, would you jump in with 99 others to fight the gorilla? She'd probably be like, no.
They squash watermelons with their mouths.
Yeah, and one swipe from a gorilla, I think, could take out like 5 guys.
Oh, all day long.
So
yeah, but you got more guys that are going to keep coming.
Yeah, but great.
Yeah, you just pig pile on top of the gorilla, and eventually you'll just crush him, and you win.
Yeah, you have reinforcements.
Your group is you and the boys. Let's say Bobo gets into a fight and gets hit with one punch and completely his jaw goes off. You running in there or you kind of reevaluating and going the other way?
I would be supervising the whole thing from a safe distance.
You'd be calling in the strike.
That's right. I would use a drone or something. Right. Could you bring a drone in on this?
Yeah, it might be.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Wiggy, though, if the gorilla saw, you know, the slider attack by you, it might be intimidated.
No, I will go nowhere near no gorilla, man.
Who's the famous lady, speaking of gorilla experts, who lived with the gorillas?
Wasn't that Pongo?
Huh?
The movie?
No. The movie was called Gorillas in the Mist.
Okay. Way before my time. I've never heard of that.
I think it was the...
Jane Goodall.
Yes.
Am I right about that,
Jane Goodall?
You nailed it.
We got some old heads here.
All right.
And did she die by a gorilla?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
She lived with them her entire life.
Wow.
And then they killed her
and mauled her.
Well, that's what they say happens.
Well, they turned on her.
Right.
Do you remember during the pandemic there was that Netflix, was it about octopus?
Yeah, the octopus.
The guy that befriended an octopus?
Yeah, he befriended the octopus.
Oh, those were dark days.
Those kind of things happen. There are people that weirdly have a sexual attraction to dolphins.
Yeah.
How did she jump to a sexual
Joe Exotic.
Was the octopus a sexual?
I don't think so. People fall in love with the animals that they take care of.
I love Harry. It's not sexual.
I understand that.
Didn't Joe Exotic fall in love with his tigers or lions?
Not sexual, I don't think.
You never know.
Yeah. Greg? Well,
people say that they have pythons, and the pythons will lay next to you, and they think it's, cute, we're bonding. The python's actually measuring to see how big their stomach needs to get for them to swallow you whole.
Yeah, I would never lie next to a python. Yes, Sean?
Quick correction. The woman who was who Gorillas in the Mist was based on is actually Diane Fossey. Jane Goodall studied chimpanzees.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Okay.
But both died?
No, Jane Goodall has. I am pretty sure is still alive. I think.
Oh, she is. Yeah. Excellent.
Oh no, I lied. She died.
Not for long. Thanks to this.
Ken's trying to hire her to do overnights. WEI. Okay. All right, Chime. Great lead.
Thank you,
Curtis. Good morning.
WEI overnight.
Curtis, hello.
Hi. We love talking about college football, the changing landscape, and NIL. So there is a story out this week out of the University of Texas in Austin where they are spending, as of now, expect this to grow, they just got 10 transfers, $40 million on the salaries of their football players.
What?
It is outrageous.
Woo!
And this begs the question, as the lines continue to blur, and you know what? I am fully on board with players getting paid. The coaches make ungodly amounts of money. In football, you could have an injury in college that ruins the rest of your career. You should have as much money as you can. But what this does to the relationship between the college and the NFL, what it does in terms of the Jay Glazer thing we talked about pre-draft, about the new metric, is does the player really love football? Because we love a lot of things. If you get $40 million, the work ethic may not be the same.
Yeah.
And I just don't know where the logical conclusion of this is, because it's just begun. It's exploding. College football is as popular as ever. There is more revenue than ever. I don't know what this means going forward. It's more of just throwing it out there as to how do you think this is going to close.
How, you know, there you're certainly going to have a disparity between teams that don't have the money and are unable to compete. In this case, I think that doesn't even include Arch Manning, because they went out and got their own NIL deals.
Right.
He's making $6 million this season.
Right. This is referencing the collective and shared revenue.
So that's
the key, the shared revenue with the House versus the NCAA, which is the new thing, where they capped it off at $20.5 million. That's the cap. But it's about the school. If the school has enough of a backing and support, you know, the NIL money, that's like where you go out, hey, and do an appearance, and you go out to a dealership and do those type of things.
But it just means that others are are going to be unable to compete if they can't get the money. You're going to be able to buy a national title.
Well, that's your fault as a school to not have the boosters or the alumni.
It could blow up in their face, though. To Curtis's point, if you're getting guys that are just playing for the money now and not playing for the pride of a school or putting all the effort in, if you're making, you know, $6 million as Arch Manning is, and maybe you're not progressing the way in which schools would hope you were, maybe those smaller schools, smaller programs who don't have the money to spend, but the guy's work ethic is better, could end up
because anybody who's good who might be at a smaller school, the bigger schools are just going to, it's basically going to become free agency every year. So you're playing to say, okay, here's my value for next year, and here's what I kind of what we saw with the kid Nico from Tennessee. I don't even know how to say
Iamaliava.
Yeah, my question is, like, you know how we have legalized marijuana now? People were getting marijuana before. Wiggy never had, but others had.
Yeah.
So how much of this money was being spent under the table before this? I don't know how crazy it is because I don't know that.
Right.
But for me, this feels like something the NFL is going to exert its muscle on, where college football has basically been their own minor league system without having to deal with any of the cost or anything related to it. They have the whole world be introduced to these players in college. They're ready-made for the pros. They're already stars. It already works. The whole system has been going. This is going to create a wave with the NFL, with the ways in which we have college, because the $40 million is just the paying them. It's not the housing, the training staff, the entire, you know, the massive $20 million football-only facility.
It is a similar payroll to the Florida Marlins, whose payroll is $44
million. Oh, what? Absolutely.
It is like, but you're going to have a bunch of Shador Sanders, no offense, Wiggy, who've already made $6, $7, $8 million in college. They don't care that much about the NFL.
Is it guaranteed?
It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's also crazy, because if you're 18 years old and you're making $6 million guaranteed, what does that do for you moving forward?
Well, hopefully it's about putting people in the right place to help you set up the families. But think about how much money Texas makes on football. That's not a drop in 40 million is like a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. All right. Well, full glaze on that lead, Curtis. I love it.
Thank you.
I got accused of being too nice about leads, but I really like that lead. You guys like Curtis's lead? Yes. Yes.
Good job, Kurt.
Thank you. I have to ask.
He's here. Can you please?
Yes.
It's okay.
He needs
the lead.
Hi, Mom.
the feet. All right. Yeah. We got more awkward. We have to take a quick break. We are going to get to the rest of the leads coming up next, and then they set it at 7, and we will go over everything that was said yesterday in sports, including what one NBA insider says about massive changes coming to the Boston Celtics next season. All of that coming up from Max's Swing Lounge in Springfield, Roadshow number 1 here at WEEI. We'll be right back.